Yo guys, Einstein Grant, we're trashing on a company.
Straight fucking shit talk. Get ready.
The Einsteins I worked, what we worked at, was fucking retarded as
shit.
Dog shit. Just fucking
horrible place.
If you want a first job and you're like 16, you know, don't fucking choose Einstein.
Do not pick Einstein. Do not go to Einstein.
Maybe it's good for like a little while, but after that, bro, fucking quit, dog.
Dude, don't say, that is not a career. Unless you do not have a career at Einstein.
Bro, unless they're paying you 25, dog, get the fuck out of there.
Get the hell. Dude, I feel like, I remember Domino's, I thought back, and I was like, if I was getting paid a lot more, I could have bared with it.
Same thing with Einstein's. We were getting paid
$12 an hour when
we were kids. Same thing with Einstein's, dude. If I was coming home to like a fucking
fat check.
$2,800 would make me happy.
Yeah. A check?
A check, I'd be happy.
A check, damn.
$2,800 a check, bro.
Damn.
I'd be happy as fuck at Einstein's.
That's a lot, bro. Exactly. That's more than I ever made. That's more than I made in a month, bro.
I'm saying
at Einstein's.
That's what it would take me to get that much.
The rocks.
As you know, it'd be cool if we had our own little, like, we did the online store and we did pop-ups. How cool would it be if we had our own little, like, storefront? Like, we said we want that one to be in Japan or some shit.
Our what?
Our own little storefront.
Oh, yeah. Having it in Japan would be damn near impossible. Huh?
Literally. That's a figment of our imagination. There's so much, like, we'd have to...
Well, it's possible it'd just be a whole bitch and a half to do, you know?
Like most things in life.
Like most things, but this would be even more because we're foreigners.
Exactly. We'd have to either become citizens.
Yeah, we'd have to become citizens for us to, like, do it.
Or
we have to get a permit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like some shit like that allows us.
Or do some kind of loophole where we put it in some, like, homeboy's name type shit.
Hey, homeboy, you're now part of the company for a month.
You'll get paid for this shit. Just own this place for me.
Just write it under your name. What are you looking for?
Dad's doll.
Which one?
The one that I think he barely made. The one with the wings. Mom said I was out over here drying.
Hey,
what
are
you...
Alright,
let's get back
inside.
You gonna roll.
Inside.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, back to the Einstein's brand.
Fuck Einstein's.
Bro.
Fuck everything they stand for. Fuck those bagels.
Fuck those bagels. Fuck the company. Fuck Mark. Fuck Chris, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, director, manager, what was it called?
Some fucking
district
position.
Manager.
Anytime
Mark and district manager Chris, y'all some cucks, y'all some fucking grown men trying to be some important shit when y'all have even been out on the
y'all
field.
Y'all are soulless. They have never worked a day in one of these restaurants like the way we have.
They
and like
literally took a fucking, what was it?
They went to college and got handed the fucking position.
Look.
Through like networking or some shit.
So, back at Einstein's, near the end of like Alex's time there, we had this big ass fucking bullshit ass catering order for TJ Maxx.
God.
It was like a shit ton of like turkey sandwiches and like a little, you know,
little bag of chips and a cookie
with some utensils and shit, bro. It took up that whole week was such bullshit, bro.
And not only did we have to do that, we also had to fucking serve
people. We had to serve people with the store open.
We got handed that
fucking. We got handed that shit.
Why did we have to do it? What the fuck? And we didn't get extra pay for it.
No. We got a $1,400 tip from it, which we only got, what was it, $20 from? Or like $10?
Literally. We didn't get any of the actual money.
We didn't get any of the actual money. They ordered pizza for us.
No,
they
supposedly. They said they would.
They said they would.
All of a sudden, it's our manager getting two pizzas and a thing of cheese sticks. Like,
no.
For what was it, 8 people?
It was us plus those other managers. So it was
us, you, Dorian, those other managers, her, the manager.
This one's in.
Gigi, fucking Brian. 10 people.
Plus one, two, yeah. Plus the other managers.
I think like maybe two other people. Oh yeah, Carrie Lee and some other bitch. So a bunch of.
So dude, there was like 14 people there.
About, and there was 2 pizzas.
Or 12 people. But yeah, there's 2 pizzas and they're like mediums from Domino's.
You can get like one slice. And the thing was, I remember at one point all the managers like, hey, come guys, come eat. The pizza's here. And it's like, bro, we have so much shit left to do. We don't have time. Work. That by the time that we actually wanted to eat, it was already cold.
Yeah, by the time I actually got a slice, that shit was fucking cold, bro.
It wasn't worth it. It was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, we got fucked over with this tip.
We got skimped on the tip, bro. They took the whole thing from us and then gave us this, like, petty-ass pizza, which I'm pretty sure our own manager, like, our general manager from the store
had to fucking herself, pay for.
Like, I'm fucking 90% sure.
And or the two district managers said that they were going to bring the
fucking pizza. Yeah, they said they were going to bring
the pizza. They were going to come.
But then they're... But, like, they were too busy for this fucking... What else other bullshit do you have to do besides, like, sucking some
dick, dog? Anytime they showed up to, like, the fucking place to, like, fucking... To, like, just observe us and shit, be fucking creeps... They every time their eyes look so fucking soulless, bro. And they would always just be doing little like work on their laptop the whole fucking day.
It's like they're pretending to do some shit.
And know? No matter how, like, bro, what are you doing? A little PowerPoint for your middle school history report? What the fuck are you doing?
Are you doing, dog? Like, here? There's no way you're observing and like writing shit down for yourself.
And then the
district manager have to do, bro?
And they'll just be sitting there watching the hugest rush and be giggling, like not giving a shit. And I remember at one point, one of them ordered something, and we literally didn't have it. So we had to give it a substitution, and he literally brought it up to us. He was like, hey, bro, like, I ordered this with, like, a fake name, and you guys didn't contact me or anything. He was like, bro, like, we were all out of 6 cheese. All we had was they asked for Asiago. We didn't have Asiago, so we used the 6 cheese. We used the 6 cheese.
Yeah.
And then they're like, why'd you use the 6 cheese? It's like, I mean, it's better for it. It's like, if anything, they got an upgrade.
Yeah.
We just didn't have the any more Asiago, but we had a 6 cheese, so, you know, it's just as good. It's like, but that's not what they ordered.
If they already ordered a fucking Asiago, hypothetically, you know, they probably don't have, like, a lactose, you know, intolerant thing.
Either way, a 6 cheese bagel is considered a gourmet bagel.
It's better, bro. It's so fucking bigger.
And it has the Asiago cheese.
It's bigger, it's just, and it fits the sandwich better, dog. Like, it's overall, you gotta upgrade.
No matter what, you're getting the better option. And he's like, but that's not what they ordered.
Suck my dick.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
I don't give 2 shits, bro.
I don't give a shit.
God.
You give too much of a shit, bro. Like, this isn't fucking...
You guys are thinking this is Gucci, bro. This is fucking Einstein.
This is Einstein's in the ghetto, bagels,
this
bro.
This is the ghetto Scott's
location. There's one of these bitches on literally 48th Street, bro.
There's meth heads camping outside, bro, of the store.
They you think we give a fuck about homeless quality? People always in the bathroom, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna expose some shit. I don't want to get in trouble for this, but like my managers made me do it, so legally... By law,
it wasn't on us.
It was the managers.
We were doing our jobs.
But the store served fucking frozen eggs. We served microwave white eggs. Microwave egg whites and frozen eggs. Sometimes when we're really out of shit.
And we really need it.
Or like the manager just really didn't give a fuck, you know? And we really needed it. So, hey, if you come in during a rush anywhere, bro, fucking be careful, dog. Like, really. If they don't have some shit and their manager's like, forcing them to
desperate
anything's gonna get out, bro, even if it fucking like violates, you know, whatever, they don't give a fuck, because in that moment, in order for like the customer to fuck off, you know,
bruh,
you need that thing.
ISIS, You remember when the AC was out and it was fucking blowing 98?
It was 98 degrees inside, bro.
The whole we had to work in time. That shit,
bro.
We literally had to fucking work in that.
Dude, that whole day I was praying I'd pass out so I could get, like, go workers' home comp or some shit, dog. I'm honestly, if I could go back in time, I would have told myself to convince you guys just to fucking walk out. Quit right there, you know? Or literally just walk out and be like,
I'm not working in this done. Shit. I'm not doing this.
Get the store fucking fixed. We're not doing this. Literally tell Mark we all walked out. You're the only one here.
You know what I always wanted to do? Just throw all the fucking bagels on the floor.
You know what,
like,
I wanted
to do? Throw them out the fucking case. Or, like, fucking get everything in the line and just throw, just start throwing shit, bro. I feel like iScience has so many good things to throw. Like, fucking, here goes the egg machine.
Fuck it, bro.
Fucking,
I'm getting a bucket full of ice from the back and throwing that shit in the lobby.
I can't.
Fuck you, niggas. I fucking hate you. Turn
on the people.
You bagel eating, Jesus loving piece of shit, bro.
Fuck y'all, fuck y'all, white rich motherfuckers.
Fuck you, white rich. Fucking assholes, dog. You
pieces
little
of
pieces
fucking
of human fucking. Like,
bro. You're a real piece of work, bro. That's all I can say to all these human beings, bro.
If you eat an Einstein's bagel, bro, suck a dick.
Suck
dog.
A dick. Suck bro.
Even if you listen to this, bro, suck a dick, dog. I don't give a shit, dog. Eat that, like. Make your own breakfast, bro. That's
dude,
like the easiest part of the day to
that's
make.
That's the
food
only
for you.
Thing you should know how to make. If any, yeah. if you could only cook one thing, cook fucking
breakfast. Because breakfast is literally the easiest foods to make, bro.
It's just throw it on the
bullshit.
Grill.
It's
throw it on
the
grill, pan.
Get the
put
pan
some butter
out.
And
yeah,
shit.
I was gonna say get the butter, get the pan spray, spray it down, crack your egg, bro, bake whatever the fuck you want.
Like, bro, like throw the bacon in the same fucking thing on the same pan.
Like, dog, make an omelet, make a
there's
fucking
so many fucking
some egg. Bro, like,
there's no reason for you not to know how to make fucking
even if
bread.
You're just eating eggs, dog. Fuck it. You know, no one gives a shit. Like, literally, bro, breakfast is the easiest shit to make, so make it yourself. Please, for the love of God, bro, make your sandwich at home, bro. Your egg sandwich at home. Just buy one of those little cutout things, you know, the little metal cutout thing with, like, the circle, you know, circle shape, so you crack your egg in there, and it gives you a little circle shape.
Yeah,
then you take
literally.
It out. And
either way, bro,
over.
There's no reason that you shouldn't make your own fucking breakfast. I feel like that's over exaggeration, but like Einstein's, why the fuck would you eat at Einstein's, bro? Like anything.
Get a coffee, dog. That's what I'm saying.
Get a coffee.
The coffee's pretty good. Other than that, bro, suck a dick.
But like, bro, you could go to the grocery store literally next door and fucking boom. There's your breakfast. You're getting way more shit.
Dude, every
way
Einstein's
cheaper.
Too has a grocery store like down the street or
literally
right
next
to
it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not. That's literally like, where they always are. And sometimes they'll be like, damn, bro, the cream cheese at fucking Albertsons isn't this much, bro. The cream cheese at Safeway isn't this much. The cream cheese at fucking Fry's isn't this much, you feel me?
All the Kroger cream cheese is fucking expensive, y'all.
And it's like,
go there. It's right there.
Go.
Damn,
why are you complaining?
The Whole Foods cream cheese is way better, and it costs less than this.
Go there.
It's right there, bro.
It's,
go.
They're always down the street from it. They're always down the fucking street from it.
It's like, go, dude. There's
like, just
Whole
a grocery
food,
store. Yeah. They're always down the street from a fucking grocery store. It's fucking maddening.
It's retarded, even. I remember when I was working at Einstein's Bagels, a lot of people were very, like, it was either, oh yeah, let me get a blah 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 blah, like they already knew what they wanted before they came in. Mm. Or they came in and, it's my first time in here.
Motherfucker, what made you fucking come in
what
here?
What made you want
to
come
what in
the
possessed
store?
You to come to an Einstein's Bagels, bro? It's not good. What's good here? Nothing.
Yeah, I hate when they ask me that. What's good? What do you recommend?
I don't eat here.
I go to the Chipotle across the street.
I recommend you go to Subway.
There's a Chipotle right there. If anything, just go to the grocery store and get something. There's some
go
bagels.
Go anywhere else.
They got some freshly baked
bagels. They have better
bagels.
Have you seen the ones there?
They're bigger.
They're nicer. They look like someone gave a shit making them.
Yeah, and I just threw it in, like, you know.
Waited. Looks like titties and shit.
Looks like titties. Scrolls through Facebook or Instagram. Sends you a meme or two. But hey, bro, look at this shit. Dog, I'm online, bro. Nah, bro, real quick. Quick, bro. That's pretty funny, bro, but I'm online. Yeah, bro, just look.
Or, bro, who did that?
Huh?
Who did that?
Fucking, what's his name?
Fausto?
No, not Fausto.
Daniel?
Daniel would do that sometimes, but I'm not talking about him. Taylor, that's his
Taylor?
Name.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Taylor, come up to me and be like, yo, bro, look at this. I'm like, dog, I'm online. Like,
all these names have been altered to...
All these names have been altered. You just blurted out three fucking names. Yeah, they're altered, guys. Just randomly thought names.
I'm saying this so no one even tries.
We'll snip it out eventually. Eventually. Einstein was a nightmare, bro.
It just wasn't it was the worst working conditions you could imagine, bro.
It was convenient, I will say that, cause like it worked with, like, you know,
it gave me a good schedule for the rest of my day.
Yeah, it gave me a good schedule and adjusted me to a time where I was really used to waking up really fucking early, bro,
just to go to work.
Like, sometimes I'd wake up at, like, 4 in the morning just so I could be fully awake for my 6 o'clock shift. Otherwise, I'd be fucking groggy as fuck. I don't talk at all. And they're always, like, still waking up. Like, not a word, bro.
Bro,
not
fucking...
in your head, like, yeah.
When I got to work and I haven't had any coffee, bro, I just...
Bro.
I would just be, like...
I'm not gonna lie, like... I don't know.
Einstein's was fun to show a pie, though.
Einstein's was very fun, because I used to have fun with, like, all the homies and, like...
We were all... Dude, but after I got all you guys hired, bro, that's when it was just, like... Working shit. We run this place.
Yeah.
We run this place.
We run this bitch, bro. We don't give two fucks,
We know the bullshit.
We know the bullshit. Yeah, we're trained now.
No one knows this shit more than us, bro.
I remember I got so good at that job, bro. I used to show up stoned, like, sometimes.
We would get violently high at work.
Yeah.
Just
no, I'd get violently high at work.
Just
bro.
Because we knew we could handle our job high.
Like, now that I think about
we did it just to fucking get by. It was that insufferable, bro. We had to get high.
Well, not had to. I was having fun.
It felt like sometimes, bro, the day would be horrible, you know?
Yeah, but...
And the only thing...
It wasn't like I was fiending.
We were never fiending. It was never that bad. It was just...
You're making it sound that bad.
Well, it was just whenever we were sober, whenever
I was fucking... My brain was throbbing, bro. My veins were pumping. I was like, shit, dog. I need me some Za.
Nah, bro.
3 minutes without the Za, Alex go crazy, bro. Alex don't like that. 3 minutes without the Za, Alex start beating bitches, bro. Alex start beating motherfuckers, bro. I can't take 3 minutes without the Za.
Bro, you know what I mean, though. The freaking, like, the days that it was ass
it was,
and we didn't have anything.
The days
it
where
was just...
The days where it was the worst, bro,
it
was
just,
the best day to smoke. I
like, literally.
Literally the
heaven. We'd go into the fucking back. We'd go in the fucking, like...
Oh, you mean at work. I meant after work.
Oh, after work? Yeah,
like,
no,
off
it was like...
And, the shift's done, clothes is done. It's like you trying to smoke after work.
We're smoking still in the work clothes type shit.
Like,
that's how.
Yeah, bro.
We didn't even bother to change.
It's like bad, bro. It's like you trying to smoke right now. Like that was a fucking ass shift.
I need it, bro. We need it.
And I'm like, all right, let me get my weed.
Let me get my weed.
Go inside real quick. Come out. Then we fucking sesh right there because the day was
that
fucking ass, bro.
We had to. Like it was.
dude, like, I'm gonna edit this video and post it on their fucking main channel. Just so expose fucking Einstein.
I'm done fucking holding your bag, bro.
Fuck Einstein.
The bullshit, dude, I remember I used to have so many pictures of all the bullshit, like, literal evidence of how horrible Einstein's is, bro. I deleted it all.
You deleted it?
I felt like I couldn't hold on to that grudge.
Bro.
What?
We could have blew up from this, and we could have exposed their ass again. Well, we have proof from, like, the 96 degree video. Like, Dorian sent that shit a while ago.
You literally
And did. I have that shit in my camera roll. Like, it was 96 degrees in that bitch.
Bro. That was straight up, like...
But Alex took a lot of pictures where it was, like, all the mold and shit that was growing. Because in the back, bro, there's our, like, dishwasher drain. That shit was fucking always overflooded, or, like, some shit got stuck in the drain, or something would happen and the drain wouldn't work, you know? And it's leaking out, like, what the fuck? Like, literally flooding everything, bro. That shit was a nightmare, dog. The only, like, the only way I got through my last month there was because, like, they had just started selling, gold peak tea.
Mm.
So every day I'd have a fucking gold peak tea. Yeah, every day, bro, I had a gold peak tea. Manager didn't say shit, because she knew she needed me in order for that fucking store to stay afloat. Otherwise, it'd be a bitch and a half to replace me, you know?
Because then you gotta train a whole ass other person.
I'm not gonna lie, my last few months, bro, I really just didn't give a fuck, bro.
I couldn't.
Like, if you were...
I couldn't be held to.
If you were gonna, like... complain and bitch to me, I was like, okay, what do you want, bro? Like, you want two sandwiches, you want your money
what,
back,
you want your money back? I'll you give want, you bro? Literally anything.
I'll give you anything for you to shut the fuck up. Like,
literally,
obviously I wouldn't say that, but you know, just
that's
the vibe. Just like, bro, what do you want?
What will make you leave me alone?
Sandwich, like, I can give you two cards, bro. Here,
I can
free
give,
sandwiches,
I can
bro.
Give you your money back,
I can give you your money back plus one of these cards.
I'll give you one of these cards regardless.
Like, you're getting a card regardless.
But what do you want to make up for this shit? Just so you don't bitch about it. Dude, you know, you remember the time I got yelled at because fucking Daniel?
Yeah. You could tell that story.
Bruh.
Because I was in the bathroom taking
a shit. So one day,
bro, I wasn't taking a shit. I was just on my phone.
One day, bro, me and Dorian, for the fuck of it, decided to take our break at the same time. Just go to his house and get fucked up. And, like... I remember fucking when I was like finishing up to like go on break and shit, I heard Daniel taking some dude's order, and it was like super confusing or whatever from what I heard, and it was like something about tomatoes or some shit, and then Daniel rung it up wrong, and then fucking like when I came back from break and shit, that guy like I just got there, bro. I just got there, and, like, I clock in, and this guy comes back to yell at me about shit, like...
Yeah.
And the dude is just fucking furious, bro. He's like...
He was pissed, bro.
He was so fucking pissed, bro.
At
like
Einstein bagel.
I never fucking had this problem.
Goofy.
Like, what the fuck? Like, dude, he was really pushing in. Every time I was like, I'm sorry, sir. Like, what do you want me to do for you and shit? And, like... No matter what I did, like, he just would not ration with me. Like, don't fucking call me, sir. And then, like, bro, every fucking... Like, no matter what I was doing, it was the wrong thing to do. You feel me?
Are you still pooping?
Yeah, cut this part.
No,
yeah, that's what I said.
The monster's gonna get you.
Go inside, Kylie.
Come on, get inside.
No!
Go inside.
No!
What's behind you?
The monster's coming.
They're coming.
It wasn't it. He's just... Oh, shit.
He wasn't going inside. outside. Jay said the monsters are coming.
And then these guys start making noises. And then he gets panicked.
Oh gosh, you guys.
Real shit.
Hey, bro, are you gonna damn me up, bro? Nah. The fuck?
Real shit, bro. We just scared the fuck out of him.
He's just a kid. We didn't do it because there's nothing over there.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck. Oh god, bro. They just said that. There's nothing. He's still tripping.
Look.
Still crying?
No, Gracie's crying.
Oh, Gracie's crying.
Look. I finished four.
What is that?
I still have a lot more.
It's the graduation.
The candy lays.
What the fuck?
Making it for my senior friends.
You never seen one of those?
No.
What?
That's what you get on graduation.
I didn't get shit.
There's one with money, too. Remember yeah, Baba had that one?
I think his I got one from Sosa.
Really?
Yeah.
What was yours for? Eighth grade
promotion.
I didn't get
nothing either. Mine was COVID.
Cause she likes the boys, remember?
I'm not sure about Ethan. Remember, she pulled out his weed plant and threw it in the fire.
That's cause he's Ethan.
He had that coming.
He was growing weed in her house. What did he expect?
Her house.
Yeah, in her house.
All right, back to what I was saying. So like,
yeah, we'll just cut that little chunk.
So, like, bro, this motherfucker is, like, yelling at me, just, like, being completely irrational. And I'm trying to solve the issue. And, bro, like, he is, like, really, he's, like, and then he starts talking shit about me. Like, look at your fucking bitch ass fucking, like, I can't even remember all the shit he was saying. But
I was in the bathroom.
He was really.
I heard, like, bitch, and I was like, what the fuck? I thought I was tripping. And like
look
I said,
at your sorry ass. Who the fuck are you?
Like I was just in the fucking bathroom.
What do you want me to
bro?
Say? Like,
I was sitting down on my phone and I heard like bitch ass, and I was like, am I hearing that shit right? Like, you know, hitting the stizzy and shit. I'm like, let me go outside. So I get up out the bathroom, bro, and I just like I'm walking by and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Like, I just see this dude yelling, bro. He's fucking screaming, dog. Like, bitch ass, like, I'm fucking done with this shit. And then I got there pretty much at the end, bro. And then I asked our baker, like, yo, bro, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, you know what's happening? He's like, oh, he's pissed about an order or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they got something wrong. I was like, I didn't make it, right? He's like, nah. I was like, all right. So I think Daniel took the order, though. Like, that's when he told me, bro. He's like, I think Daniel took the order.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I thought you did. But yeah, I talked to the baker and he told me that Daniel, like, took the order, or he thinks Daniel took the order.
And then he stormed Daniel's out. Fucking literally running out the back.
Daniel fucking literally ran out the back.
Ran
out the back. The most ridiculous thing about it, too, was like months later, fucking way after Alex is gone. Me and Dorian are working a shift with Daniel, and we just start calling him out on all his bullshit, bro. And that came up, obviously, because why the fuck wouldn't it? You know, it's a pretty big scenario. And Daniel denied it. He fucking denied it. He denied it ever happened. Like, we're like, Daniel.
I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, we're like, Daniel, didn't you, like, run out on someone? And Alex took, like, the fall for it, you know? Like, you ran out on a customer and took his order wrong, so, like, you fucked up and he was getting upset, so you took off the back and clocked out, you know? Clocked out and took off.
He ran off.
Literally ran. And then he's like, I don't think that happened. He's like, I don't think so. And then we're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure, dude. Like, I was working that day. I told him, I was like, I was in the bathroom. I came out. That dude was, like, Fossil said he ran out the back, dude. And he's like, I'm pretty sure I'd remember that, but yeah, it does sound like something I'd do. And we're just like me and Dory just looked at each other like, this nigga.
You're gonna deny it, Daniel?
For real?
You're gonna deny it?
Yeah, you're gonna deny that shit? What? Daniel, that was like, what the fuck?
Bruh, and it got so bad, I remember Gigi was having to fucking yell back at the dude and shit. And he started yelling at her.
I forgot I was gonna show you this, look. There was a grasshopper outside of my work by the window. It was huge.
That's a locust.
Did you eat it?
No. I was going to bring it home for you.
It's a locust.
Yeah.
Remember when they would chase me with stink bugs and grasshoppers?
Oh, yeah.
And honey toads.
The locusts are in town. You know what that means?
Yeah.
The end times.
Famine.
We're going to die.
Good.
So there's no more corn, no more strawberries.
Nah, it's seasonal.
Hopefully it's before finals.
It's
seasonal. Oh, shit. They still haven't had finals.
I thought school was out already.
I thought so, May. Too. It's May, like, 22nd or some shit.
School longer?
About 29.
Dude, is school different already from when we left type shit?
So same. We would have ended, like, around the same time.
Like I remember when we went to school.
Well, in middle school, it would end like 22nd, 23rd. Elementary school, same shit. Like 18, you know. It's just been getting later. Like when we graduated, it was like the 27th, 26th.
But I'm just saying,
like it was on a fucking Thursday. It was weird as shit.
It was weird. It was like, oh, I can't. I don't know if I can. Well, you know, if I celebrate, you know, I got tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday, and I'm at school.
No one else does.
No one else does.
I guess that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Whatever.
Wait, where were we at the Einsteins, though?
Where were we at? Fucking Daniel ran out.
Yeah, Daniel
ran out. Daniel fucking ran out. And didn't own up to it. And then, bro, that was a horrible day.
Yeah, you said something about Gigi, though.
Yeah, Gigi had to stand up for me and shit. Because, like, bro, I had never been treated worse as a human being. Like, I had never experienced something that, like...
over a fucking bagel,
like,
sandwich,
traumatically
dog.
Fucking violent. Like, bro, I had never been treated this way.
Like, this was the most fake hood dude ever, too, bro. Like, no fucking hood motherfucker comes to an Einstein's Bagels, bro, for
acting
real.
Acting all tough.
Even if it is the fucking ghetto Einstein's, dog, you will never see any fucking person of color with, you know, who's, like, actually ghetto going to Einstein's. Because
why would you go to Einstein? This shit's expensive, too.
You will see people of color there, not gonna lie.
Mm.
But it's usually the more well-off people, you know? It's usually people who already have shit going for them type shit. You never see, like, no ghetto motherfucker in there. And if you do, bro, they're complaining about the prices.
Because it's not... Because, dude, you just shouldn't go to Einstein's, bro. It's not... You're paying way too much for bullshit food. Like, dude, a bagel, it cost the company 5 cents to make.
Yeah.
5 cents.
They sell it for like
$1.95.
No, it's like
$2.55 now.
Just for the bagel itself. They raised the prices like 3 times, dude. Throughout
with
the
cream
whole time.
Cheese, bro? $5.
Cream cheese, it's like $4.45, $4.49. After
a
taxes,
bagel sandwich?
Bro,
damn near fucking $10.
Yeah, depending on which sandwich you get, bro.
Up
now
to
it's
more.
Over $10. Like,
like
the Texas
it
brisket,
can be insane.
It's $10, 2 egg, like $10.48, some shit.
It's, bro.
It's like, what the fuck, bro? Or the farmhouse? Dog,
none of it's worth
damn
it.
Damn near.
It's all so expensive, and bro, none of this meat is cooked. All this meat is microwaved.
Yeah, the meat is microwaved.
They completely fucking.
It's all frozen.
Have no regard for, like, actual fucking, like, food standard, bro. Like,
well, it's a fast food joint. You gotta understand that. It's a fast food. They don't want it to seem like it's fast food, so they make it look like a kind of restaurant.
They try to make it look like...
But it's fucking fast food.
They try to advertise it as being, like...
High-end.
Bro, this shit's fucking...
Mid.
Nothing... None of this is cooked.
It's mid. If you want some shit... But cook it on your own, bro. For real.
Literally, you can get better food that you just make
just
yourself.
Just throw
like,
it on your pan, bro. Literally.
It's literally all
you need
all
is
you
a skillet.
Dude, you need a
skillet,
pan, some butter, and everything else.
Get
like,
a pan, your skillet, bro. Get a pot for your oatmeal, bro. Like,
bro, we're literally putting you on some fucking, like, just don't. Fucking go to Einstein's. Literally,
please, for the
treat
love of God.
Yourself, bro.
Love your body, bro. Don't go to Einstein's.
Don't go to Einstein's, bro.
If you want breakfast, bro, get some fucking hotcakes from McDonald's, dog.
Go to,
probably
talk about breakfast
option.
Pretty bomb, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Talk about breakfast is like for the low, though, you know?
For the low. Yeah, no, bro.
Like, let me see that breakfast burrito.
At one point, that's how I was fucking getting. Let me get another one. at one point, that was how I was getting by, bro.
No, they smack and they're cheap.
That's the really egg good. Fucking like the sausage
burrito.
The little skinny ones.
Yeah, like, dude,
bro. That's how I was getting by. It's like, oh, fuck, you get like two or three with some hot sauce.
Yeah,
set for the morning. You're good till lunch.
They're cheap. They're affordable. We're putting you on.
You can down them.
If you're high as fuck too, bro. Oh,
makes me.
You can gobble that shit down one bite.
Cause it's bomb as shit, dude. It's just, bro. It's pretty bomb. But either way, why would you eat at Einstein's? There's so many other places to eat. Go to Dunkin'. Dunkin' is pretty not good. Only is it fucking cheaper, it's better.
They got stronger coffee, which they is good. They got
nicer fucking, like, food. Like, the food quality, like, when you get handed your sandwich from Dunkin', you get handed some fucking schmack. Like,
I think you're exaggerating a bit. It's the same as Einstein's. Packaging's just a different thing.
I think it's
thing.
Better. The way it's, like...
Nah, there's nothing better about it, to be honest. If anything, Einstein's was better back when we had the fucking foil wraps. The actual ones.
Don't even get me started on the foil wraps.
So
bro.
The foil wraps at Einstein's, bro. We used to have the foil wraps. Now they wrap them in paper, bro.
The
so
company couldn't afford.
Unless you're picking up your order right as it comes out, dog.
It's getting to you cold.
Your shit's gonna get cold, bro.
ASAP.
Like, for real.
If you're not eating it on the spot.
If you DoorDash that shit, especially, bro. Fuck you.
Why would you DoorDash a fucking egg sandwich?
Just an egg sandwich. Like one egg sandwich.
Fuck you.
What? Kill yourself.
Why would you order 24 individual super specific sandwiches online for delivery?
Yeah.
With a bunch of drinks rather than just going there. Well, are you kidding
to
me?
Be fair,
that's
if
ridiculous.
They pulled up, if they pulled up and were like, yo, let me get blah 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 blah, I would have still been like, fuck you.
Well, yeah, fuck you. But like at that point, they're ordering for a bunch of people. If all those people come in and it's
the same.
I feel like when it's individual orders, it's easier to
The individual orders piss me off, dog, because they fill the screen and shit. Like, they literally take up the screen and it's like, what is this for? Oh, it's a DoorDash. It's one sandwich,
before
one
they
bagel.
Split the fucking screens, that's a no-brainer, bro.
But when they split the screen, it was the most retarded
the way they changed the fucking line, are you kidding me, bro?
We were doing perfectly fucking fine the way it was. And then all of a sudden, they decide to switch the system up where the screen has to be split.
Without
there's
asking
one side
us
DoorDash,
how it is.
And there's one side fucking... Yeah, they didn't ask us how the system's going or anything, bro. They're
all of a
like,
sudden, everything is being changed. We're just having to put up with
fucking, like, apparently they've been losing money too. Apparently, allegedly.
No, for a minute.
Yeah.
They haven't been making their money back, like, after, like, years and shit. You feel me?
They need to put down with the advertising, bro, and literally just focus on, I don't know, paying your employees better.
Paying your employees better. Maybe fucking raise your quality. Like, try to fucking put out a better product.
The thing that really bothers me, though, out of everything was the tips from the fucking catering order.
Cause that was just robbed from us.
Scratchy as fuck. We heard it through the grapevine, bro. One of our coworkers, we're not gonna say who, came up to us and was like, hey, I overheard. They didn't even tell us this shit, bro. She overheard some information. Like,
of the higher ups
talking about, you know, how we're not going to receive the tip, even though the tip's like $1,400.
Because the fucking store fucking went over budget making the bullshit.
Yep.
And yet somehow that's being taken from us.
Yep. Which is fucking illegal, first of all. Because we did that fucking thing, bro. We did.
And they refused to admit to it.
We worked in the catering order, bro. We all put in effort in that bullshit.
None of us got fucking compensated.
None of us got compensated.
For the amount of work we had to do. You know?
It's just some bullshit. That out of everything. Yeah. What is everyone with a fucking loud car on?
Fuck our audio tonight.
Yeah, dog. that helicopter, the fucking those dudes, you know? Y'all got me fucked up, bro. Einstein's got me more
fucked. They fucking stole from us, bro. They
robbed us because why? The manager fucking overspent some money and ordered like a few extra 100 boxes that we didn't fucking need, bro.
Some bullshit.
No, we literally got more boxes than we needed.
And bro, you remember for a minute the whole fucking place was just hard to work in?
Yeah.
Like we couldn't fucking do our jobs properly. Even trying to get a fucking stack of cups was a fucking mission.
Yeah, because all the boxes were in the way. I remember one day though, bro, I worked with all the fucking basically new hires because the manager wasn't one. She didn't want to work, bro. Why the fuck?
At one point, she just stopped wanting to fucking work. Like,
yeah.
She got super used to us running the store.
Which was pretty much why we all left. Well, most of us.
Because she started really leaning on us.
Yeah.
Like, leaning on us.
But the homie that's there now, bro, like, he's pretty chill with it just because, like, you know, she's chill with him and shit. They're all chill together.
At some point, they had problems. Like, people were having problems.
At some point, because she wouldn't let him be a fucking shift lead because, like, bro, here's the fucked up thing about that, too. She said he was unstable, bro. She's the one having a breakdown at work, bro. And, like, the other manager, she has breakdowns, too, all the fucking time, dog. Like,
this job isn't sustainable, bro. Oh, like,
there's Raina. It's some bullshit, bro.
It's just not fucking. It's not realistic to be there for a long time.
Nah, people have been there for a long time.
The people who have been there, it feels like when you hear about it, they have nothing else. They have nothing else. You feel me?
It's crazy, dude.
This is your life?
It's like...
How many years?
Yeah, I've been here for like 8 years.
What? Here? Well, not here, but in the system?
Yeah, you've been working for this company for 8 years. This company?
This company? And they treat you how? They treat us how?
Dude, with jobs like that... Like, I never see myself staying for, like, more than, like, a year.
More than a year. More than 6 months sometimes, bro. Yeah. Like, I gotta want to tough it out or be lazy to get a new job. Because getting a new job is, like, oh, you know?
Sometimes, yeah. But then sometimes, like, it's weird, dude. I feel like now... I'm getting, like, all these, like, offers for, like, job interviews and shit.
On Indeed.
On Indeed especially, bro.
That shit always fucking comes.
They're kind of the hookup, I'm not gonna lie. Like,
it's an easy it's an easy job.
If you need a job like
any that, job, if it's just a matter of what's the bullshit I'm gonna deal with.
But some of the other bullshit, it's, like, a lot of employers don't want to take, like, people who haven't been in that field, which is kind of retarded, you know? Like...
Bro, get me, put me on, bro.
Yeah, it's like, put me on, bro.
Get, show me the job.
It says full time, and y'all are like, you know.
I can learn, bro. Just teach me.
Is it just me?
Huh? No, the kids are in the car. They're all sleeping there.
Gotta have a better fucking standard of work, bro, than Einstein's bagels, bro.
Working at Einstein's was some of the most nightmarish shit ever, bro.
It sounds like nothing,
but in reality you're dealing with all these snobby ass white people who fucking order the most specific shit because their asses are allergic to everything, bro. Like, this isn't even like a racist shit, bro. Literally, dog, like, statistically, bro, what the fuck? It's just all you rich white folk have the most shitty immune system ever, bro. Ever, dog. Like, you guys were grown up in like little fucking sanitized cages or some shit. Bubbles type
shit. You kids didn't roll around the dirt and drink hose water.
Bro, literally, if you're a kid, you build up your immune system by playing in the dirt and being dirty, bro. That's how your fucking, like, immune system kind of gets strong.
You kind of just, like, as a kid, you gotta, you know...
If you're in the dirt, you're less able to, like, you know, catch a disease when you go outside. Like, what the fuck, bro? Some people are just so weak, bro. It's like, what the fuck, dog? You're allergic to avocado, yet you order an avocado sandwich, bro. You're fucking asking to die, dog. Like, are you retarded, bro? You fucking retarded?
I remember this one time, me and my cousin... So, fucking, we're in Mexico, and his dad is a, he's a, like, he literally sells tacos, like, on a stand and shit.
Yeah.
And one day we go to help him, and it starts raining, and, like, it's raining fucking hard, bro, hard. And we're just sitting in the van, like, we're having to wait for the rain to die down to go back outside. And we're like, hey, bro, can we go home? Like, can you drop us off, like, till it, like... You know, because it's going to be raining for a minute. Like, and it's like, nah, we're just going to wait out in the van. And then me and my cousin were like, ah, well, fuck this, bro. We're going to go catch the bus before it starts getting worse. Yeah. And then right as we're running up to the bus ditches us. And then we're like, well, fuck, now we got to walk. Walk. And Mexico is super hilly and mountainous. So we had to fucking walk. Up and down hills, fucking, like, in the hail and shit. It started hailing on us while we were out there. And, like, we didn't even go straight home. We went to fucking Oxxo. Oxxo is, like, essentially, like, 7-Eleven in Mexico. It's lit. And we go to fucking Oxxo. And we went there before we even went home. Just because we're like, bro, let's go get snacks. Real quick. And then... and then we're fucking, when we finally got home, they're like, what the fuck did you do? Why did you do that? Why did you walk through the fucking rain?
Yeah.
And we didn't even get sick.
It's like...
Dried off, took a shower.
You know, a lot of the times, and being a kid, you know, especially like growing up a brown kid, brown res kid, bro. You play around in the mud, in the rain, bro, all the fucking time.
Literally.
You know? If you grew up in Mexico or grew up, like, on the res, bro, you fucking play in the mud, dog. Your fun time is going outside playing with water. You know, like, water is the most fun shit to play with when you, like...
A hose and shit.
A hose and water balloons.
That's like, all you need.
Your little bucket, bro. That's all you need.
That's all you fucking need as a kid, bro.
That's hours of fun right there.
You're
making mud pies. You're making mud cake.
Some basketball shorts.
Yeah.
End of the...
He's got basketball shorts. You got your t-shirt on. You got your sandals on.
Yeah, you got the flip-flops.
Get the flip-flops. Dollar store flip-flops.
The slide-ons and shit. The slip-ons.
The dollar store flip-flop. Like, bro. It's just... Come on, guys. God damn, she farted. But I feel like a lot of people who grow up rich, not necessarily white people, like, I'll take that back.
Very
okay?
Sheltered.
Like a
rich
lot of
people are
rich
sheltered.
People grow up sheltered. It's not about race, really. It's all about.
It's about wealth. It's about class.
It's like, all a class thing. They want you to think it's a fucking race.
It's
thing,
not,
it's not,
bro. It's
thing.
All about. It's always just been
at the
a
end
class
of the day,
thing.
Bro. We're all fucking. To them, bro, we're all just little plebs. You know, we're statistics. We're little numbers on
the
graph.
We're small
dog.
Fish.
We're
literally.
Nothing. We're nothing to them.
That's what they think.
But, you know.
Their cushy little job. Their nice little apartment in a super nice neighborhood with a Whole Foods down the street.
All the money they could ever spend, yet they're still chasing more. Like, bro.
And they're like.
If I ever got like 10 million bucks, bro, I would fuck off.
I wouldn't
no one
want
would
to make more
anymore.
Money. That'd be
no
the end
one would
of
see
it.
Me anymore, bro.
That'd
I'd
be
in my house all the time. Or, like, out on trips and shit, bro. All
right, I'm traveling till I die.
Literally, I'm traveling till
this
I die.
This is
I
more
have,
than enough money if I spend it.
I don't have
it,
a home, bro.
If I spend it spare, like, frugally, you know, like,
yeah, but sparingly. Like $10 million, bro, you don't even have to worry, bro. That's just
exactly a safe, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like using it, like,
but people who have $10 million don't burn it, you always know? Fucking want more, bro. They always want more.
Always.
It's like you can never have enough money because the lifestyle you're trying to live is
so makes you expensive. Demand more.
But it's like, bro, even if I just got like $100,000, bro, I could just go off the grid and say fuck all, you know.
I could really,
I could buy some land and just fuck off,
live comfortably,
live
and just like
I'd still probably have make, to get a job and shit, you know.
Well, set myself up,
but at least then, you know, $100,000 would be a safe net. But the fucking wealth in America is so poorly distributed, bro. Like the 1% has over like 70, 80, 90%
it's like more of the wealth. It's most of it, bro.
It's most of the wealth, bro. We're in some French Revolution.
The fucking 99% owns like what, 10, 20, fucking maybe 30. We own 30-ish? Like 20%
of the wealth, yeah. Like
no more than fucking
no
30.
No more than 30, bro. Like
we have none of the money.
we are fucking broke.
All of the money is not ours.
Even if you think you're rich, bro, you're not fucking rich compared to the big
the
guys.
Rich.
You're not rich. You're not having people serve you on platters, bro.
That's why they're the
1%. There's butlers, bro.
You don't have fucking...
Like, you don't have their money, bro.
You don't have... What is it? Fucking, Epstein Island money, bro. Well, you don't have fucking...
Like they always say, you know, you'll never see a fucking rich person doing a money spread, bro. Like, anyone who's genuinely rich would never do a money spread. All those rappers and shit, bro, that's not their money. They owe that money to the record label. That's all loan, bro.
Like, they're using that.
They're using that shit.
It's a prop.
It's a prop for them to make more money. So by the time they get out of their little shitty contract deal, you know, their advance, it's like, then they have their money. But until then, motherfucker, that's a loan. I don't think people understand how money really works, bro. The economy's super complicated, bro.
It's a whole ecosystem.
But right now, the wealth is so distributed, like, we're monopolized, you know? We really are.
Money itself is monopolized.
Money itself is monopolized by all these brands, like Kroger, fucking...
It's so hard to get money, just because... to get money, there's a lot of ways to get money.
There's a lot
but
of ways.
But the easy, yeah. like, ways to get money involve already having money.
I feel like you really just gotta finesse the system, but yeah, like you literally just said, you have to already have money. Like, if you wanna start a business, you need money.
If you wanna start investing, money.
You need money.
If you, anything, like, if you wanna to make more money,
anything,
you need
bro.
To already have money.
If you wanna learn a skill, you need fucking money, bro. It's
you need
all
to
about
pay
money.
To be taught that. You need but, to be, it's a
like,
problem.
You can't make that much money, like, in America, you know,
like,
while also
no
trying
job.
To sustain your own self, bro.
Yeah, you can't
it's
be
like,
you're killing yourself.
You're killing yourself,
bro. As said in one of my favorite fucking Black Sabbath songs, you're killing yourself to live, bro. Fucking,
we gotta pay to live, bro. That's how it is, and that's the sad truth of everything. We gotta pay to live, bro. We gotta wake up, we gotta go to our job. And then we get, like, 2 days out of the week to fucking, you know, do whatever you want. And some jobs are so terrible, bro. Like, especially Einstein's dog. Even though I got out, like, at 2. Like, I literally got out at 2, bro. I'd still be fucking exhausted as shit. Like, I'd get home and I'd be tired as fuck, bro. My back would be killing me, dog. I'd just be... Oh my god, standing that long so tall, dude. They need to put some chairs in that bitch.
Bro, fucking. Imagine everyone, all the working class, all the people.
Stopped working.
just decided
America needs to go on strike, bro. I was watching that South Park episode, Canada goes on strike. I think America needs to do just that, bro. We all go on strike, destroy the fucking economy, bro. The dollar's gonna crash, dog. Everyone invest in euro, bro. Not financial gold. Advice.
Gold.
Euro. Dollar's gonna crash. Yeah, gold. Gold will be gold. Better.
Gold.
Invest in metals.
No matter not where. Not financial gold. Advice. Not financial advice.
But I'm gonna invest in metals, definitely.
I want gold.
I'm gonna get gold. 100%. Because gold's gonna be a very valuable asset once the dollar fucking crashes, which is inevitable. I'm not saying it is inevitable, but my personal opinion. Just my opinion.
It will happen in all lifetime.
Like, the dollar's so fragile, and I feel like once the Americans, like, the whole entirety of America, bro, figures out that the dollar
is nothing, is a number.
It's all an imaginary
number. It's literally imaginary.
Like, if we all just
it's not held back by anything.
Nope, it's not.
Nothing is holding it up.
It's all debt.
It's held up by its debt. It's all numbers.
It's all fucking treasury,
bro. It's all numbers on paper, bro. It's literally that.
Well, if you want to, yeah. Kinda, but it's more complicated than that. It's all fucking debt, bro. We're just making ourselves more in debt. And who's this debt to, bro? The Federal Reserve, bro. Like, some shit that one of the presidents, JFK, was very, very against, adamant. Bro. He was like, yo, the Federal Reserve, bro. Nah. Like, we really should stick to a gold standard backed, you know, fucking US dollar. Not, what do they call it? It's not debt. Well, technically, yeah, it is debt.
Oh, fuck, there's one. Let me look it up. The fiat.
Fiat, yeah, it's a fiat currency. We have a fiat currency, bro.
Our money isn't real.
We're backed by our own debt from the Federal Reserve. And what's crazy is we can just print more money into the economy, which creates horrible inflation, but in the present moment, bro, it brings kind of good for everyone.
I guess there's more money.
It's like, you have more money, but like,
that money's worth less.
Not in that moment, though. That's the thing. Like, in that moment, yeah, you do have $3,000, but like, as the months go by, bro, inflation rates, like, go up. Interest rates go up. Then stock market starts going down, bro.
I feel like we need another stimmy.
We do need another stimmy. Now that I'm 18, bro, we need another stimmy.
Bro, because, like, it's supposed to be to fucking compensate for the, like, increased fucking, like, spending of, like, life expenses, bro. I'm paying like a motherfucker just to fucking exist.
Everyone is. That's how bad the economy is.
It's hard to fucking get by.
That's why I really want to either, one, move states or move countries. Because right now, the city that we're living in, bro, it's like, cost expenses are going fucking up, bro.
Like, California.
Literally, just for housing, bro, it's from California and Texas, dog. People.
Anyone fucking wanting to move over here, because they all want to move here. And all of a sudden, to them, it's way more expensive out there. But yeah, the fact that they're getting, like, more fucking, like, premium housing here, they're paying for it, like, dog shit over there. Like, they're like, oh,
dude, it's because they're making more at their jobs over there than when they transferred over here. They had more money, you know? Because the cost of living over here is less than, obviously, in California, depending on where you're living. But all these new, like, expensive luxury housing, like, the only people who are living in them are fucking Californians.
People, bro, with the money.
People with the money.
Everyone else, shit. No one else can afford that. Anyone who's a local probably can't fucking afford that.
Yeah, shit. Anyone who's a local, especially in our area, bro, like, no one's gonna be able to afford that shit.
That's not for us.
But, like, it's crazy because they're even doing it in the ghetto. Like, when we went to Central, bro, I saw the same shit where it was, like, some ghetto ass fucking street, you know, but right nice across it's some nice apartment, like, right there. Like, what the fuck? They have their own parking garage and everything. Yeah, you guys are gentrifying the hood,
bro. Again?
Again?
I thought, like, now it's fucking just spreading type shit.
It's going everywhere, bro. Like, housing's expanding, but it's like, what the fuck, you know? You guys better be selling the shit for dirt.
You shouldn't have this many people here, bro.
Yeah.
When's the state gonna say, bro, like,
Like, I feel like it should be growing. It's a fucking city, you know? Like, at the end of the day, it is a city. It's not like... If you don't want to live that city life... It can be
stagnant, yeah.
If you don't want to live that city life, then just fucking move, you know?
You gotta leave.
I really want to leave. I'm down to, like...
Washington.
What the fuck's in Washington? And plus, it's way more fucking... Like, the cost of living is expensive, too. It's not as bad.
I mean, jobs over there pay more, too.
That's because the cost of...
Yeah, you know, compensate for it.
But moving from, like, already...
Well, we're just going to be living somewhere different. I don't know. I don't know where else.
You don't know where? Out of all the 50 states, bro?
That's the only place I could see myself, like, moving to.
I could see myself moving to Cali. I could see myself moving to Colorado. I don't want Cali.
Colorado, bro, you're
too judgmental on Cali, dog. There's nice spots in Cali.
Like, I just don't want to live in LA.
Why the fuck would we live in LA? That's not what I mean by Cali. What the fuck? LA is probably the worst spot you could live in all
of Cali. I just want to say, I just don't want to live there. That's my first thought of when I think Cali. Like, just like Anaheim, San Diego, and fucking...
San Diego's pretty nice.
San Diego is really nice weather.
But it's fucking really expensive, too.
Yeah.
But there's smaller towns, like, you know, what's that one place called? Remember they named the weed after it?
Santa Cruz?
No.
Santa Fe?
No.
Santa Barbara?
Fuck.
Santa Monica?
That's cheap.
Damn, bro. Where would we live? Because I feel like if we did this, we gotta all go. You feel me?
SFV.
We gotta all
go. San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley. I feel like we gotta have a support net. You feel me?
We have to have a support net.
Just so, you know.
I feel like me, you, and Dorian would be down to move out, like, to another state. I don't know if Caesar would be willing to make that big of a commitment.
Because of his family.
Kevin even. Like, Kevin? We'd be leaving Kevin behind, you know? You realize that?
Kevin could come with us.
No.
He could ask to be restationed.
True. He could.
He could ask to be restationed.
But the likeliness of that happening
is
of a Marine base being there too, type shit, you know? We'd have to consider him in if we wanted to do that. If Kevin wants to live with us, type shit.
If that's something Kevin would be down for.
Because living in a whole different state, bro, you're not going to see your friends like that, you know?
It's hard.
It's what you're not going
to see. Kevin would... Kevin guys, would I'm going to fly out.
Yeah, Kevin would pull up, find a reason to pull up. Yeah.
Kevin would be welcome anytime at our house, you feel me?
I'm just saying, Kevin, the type of friend where I'd want to see around pretty much, like...
Come here whenever you want. Whenever you want. Like,
come all the way to Washington. Bro.
If you are down to pull up,
fucking long.
Pull up.
Let me look up, like, the flight tickets to there.
Man, we should just go visit it sometime.
We should just go visit, bro.
Well, we got a place to stay. I know somewhere we can stay.
Where?
My cousin's house.
She hot?
You always say this.
Let me look it up. It's only $193 if we were to leave tomorrow.
What? Are you for real?
Yeah, dude.
That's not horrible.
$193 for the 6th of June to the 10th of June.
That's not horrible.
It's only like $193. But if you go later, it gets a little more expensive, but then August it like cools down.
Should we move to fucking Michigan?
What the fuck is in Michigan?
Detroit.
I bet. The Detroit arc.
The Detroit. That's the training arc, bro. We get stronger.
We start fucking working out. We bulk up, bro. Just so we don't get our ass beat or some shit.
You want to live somewhere it snows?
I'm down. Guys, we're in the deciding where to live part of this fucking podcast.
Montana?
Montana. It sounds nice. It's I kind of want somewhere low key, you know. I don't want
That's
I don't want a mainstream ass state, bro. Because a lot of mainstream states are fucking retarded.
You think North Dakota's any fun?
North Dakota, I heard, is cold as shit, bro. But
that's good right now. It's close
by Canada.
Yeah. I'd be plus, down. We could be like, "Hey, you want to go to
Canada? Boys trip to Canada. Let's go drink." Since we're not really allowed to yet.
Damn, or you were against it, but I think it'd be nice to live in Canada.
I wasn't against it.
You said, oh wait, was it Dorian? Dorian said, oh, Dorian's the one who said it. He said it's super Libville. And then he said, you know, you can get fucking arrested or like sued for misgendering someone over there. It's like,
don't misgender anyone, I guess.
Who are you talking to, bro? Who are you gonna misgender?
Yeah, homie? I don't misgender anyone, bro.
Just don't use fucking, like,
don't use
gender specific verb. I mean, nouns and shit. Just call everyone dude.
What's up?
Everyone is
even dudes. Kind of like, people take it as guy.
To me, dude is gender neutral because you can call anyone in my head dude.
But the thing with moving to Canada would be we have to get like citizenship or like visas or some bullshit there. Because it's a whole different country, you know?
No, literally.
But if we wanted to live in any other country, it'd be the same.
It's the same bullshit. Unless we're going to Mexico.
Mexico would be kind of weird, though.
It's, to you, that seems very...
To me, it'd be fucking odd as shit, dog.
We could come accustomed to it.
Nah. Plus, Kevin would be completely left out of the picture.
True. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wait, I didn't think of that.
Kevin would be completely left out the picture. Maybe visit us a couple times in Mexico.
That one would be a little harder.
But then it'd definitely be harder. Crossing like international lines. Every time.
You want to go to South Korea?
What the fuck are you on, Alex? You want to move to South? Do you know any Korean, bro? Do you know a lick of Korean, dog? I don't.
I fucking know. I only know Japanese.
I know Japanese.
Oh my god, my streak.
They won't fucking take Japanese there, bro.
Who?
Korean. South Korea.
They won't understand
that. They won't understand shit there. You'll be like, konnichiwa. They'll be like, this dumbass, bro.
This dumbass. Racist, he don't know where he is. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Dumbass.
Oh, you think it's all the same, huh?
I wonder. I don't know. Japan's gonna be crazy though when we actually go.
Watch out for that vlog.
Watch out that for the vlog Japan series. Vlog, bro.
The Japan vlogs, bro. It's gonna be a whole series. You feel me?
We're gonna be lit, dog. It's gonna be lit, bro. It's gonna be crazy though. Just being in Japan, just getting I don't know, bro. I just want to be in Japan.
I just want to be there, bro. I'm content with going there whenever it's cheap, just because then we'll have more money. Just
being there, dog.
Because then we'll have more money to spend there if we don't end up spending too much just getting there type shit.
Plus, all the sites are nice, bro. It doesn't matter, really. It's just kind of like, I don't know, man. Y'all know. The Japan art gonna go crazy, bro. You know what else is gonna go crazy? The Einstein's Part 2 arc, bro. Where we go back to Einstein's talk.
But we just go to be the villain arc. We just start fucking up.
Villain arc. We just start doing bullshit, bro. We all join as crew members and just fuck shit up, dog. Oh, shit.